Want more stories in your life without adding to your TBR? That's where Audible comes in. I use it for the original novellas, the Plus catalog like Deanna Reborn's Veronica Speedwell series, and those audiobook sales that you can beat. Right now, Audible has a special offer for new and returning members. Click the link in the show notes to see what deal you'll get and start listening today. Welcome to the What to Read Next podcast. This podcast is hosted by Laura Amin, a voracious reader of romance and young adult novels. In this podcast, Laura interviews fellow readers and authors and asks them for book recommendations of what we should read next. We hope you enjoy it. Welcome to the What to Read Next podcast. So happy to have you back. Today, I want to share seven new books that are released in the month of December. I've read four of the books mentioned in this list. I have two ARCs that I'm reading this month, and I already pre-ordered the last one, and I will get to read it when it comes out. Now, let's get to the list. The first book is For Better or Worse by Margot Hahn. This is a domestic thriller set in Florida as a couple tries to plan a perfect murder. Something happens. The premise is something happens to her family, and one of the characters, the wife, decides that she wants to murder this person, and she involves her husband. So we get to see the point of view of both the wife, the husband, and then the way they plan the murder and execute the murder and whatnot. There are some twists and turns in this book. So there's things you can expect. There's some things that you didn't expect. There's some secrets that gets revealed. I give this book 3.25 stars. It was a middle-of-the-road thriller. It was good, but it wasn't like the best thriller that I read this month so far. So if you're interested in reading thrillers, then I encourage you to read this book out. I did read Best Friends Forever by Margot Hahn, and I enjoy that one too. So there's other books from this author that are good to read. The second book is The Accidental Beauty Queen by Terry Wilson. This is a fun contemporary set with a set of twins who are in a beauty pageant. So one twin is joining the beauty pageant. The other twin is just there just to hang out. She wanted to go to Harry Potter World. And then somehow the twin who is set in the beauty pageant gets an allergic reaction. So she asks her sister to step in. And so there was definitely a comedy of errors. She was like not expecting. There's a makeover. Just basically pretty much the whole experience of being a beauty pageant. So it's sort of like Miss Congeniality. Sort of that way. So if you like that kind of storyline, they'll definitely encourage you to pick this book up. There's a romance, which is very sweet. I enjoyed the story. It felt fresh and it was unique. And I gave this book 3.75 stars. The third book is My Fair Half Night Stand by Kristen Lauren. This is one of my favorite author duos. They know how to write rom-coms. This is a story of two friends who are diving into the world of online dating. There's some misconnections and catfish and lots of steamy romance. I definitely encourage you to read, if you like Kristen Lauren, if you haven't read her other books, I encourage you to read Josh and Hazel's Guide to Not Dating, as well as Love in Other Words. Those are two of my favorite books that they have so far. This was a good, you know, Kristen Lauren book. It wasn't my favorite one, but I gave this book 4 stars, so it was good. It was just like not my favorite. I like the other books worked better. The fourth book is Watching You by Lisa Jewell. Here's the thing about this book. It follows the storyline for 80% of the book, and then boom, there's a murder twist and the story changes, and the last part of the book was engaging. So I wish the book was more of the last part of the book about the murder twist and the people and the characters involved with it. That would have been a much better book. But we spent 80% of the book following a domestic drama of a small town where there's like some affair. There's some, you know, looking at each other and watching and whatnot. So it was okay book. I gave this book 3.25 stars. If you're a fan of Lisa Jewell, then definitely pick this up. But if you're not, if you never read Lisa Jewell, I would encourage you to pick her other books up. I don't think this is the best one so far. So the fifth book is The Gown by Jennifer Robson. This historical fiction set in Jewell's timelines and follows Queen Elizabeth's second royal wedding dress. There's a mystery surrounding it, and I have an arc and I'm planning to read this month. I just read the synopsis and I thought this will be a great book to read. I love all things royal weddings. I love all things royal, and I've been a fan of historical fiction this past year, so this seems to be a good book to fit. The sixth book is The Kiss Collector by Wendy Higgins. This is a YA romance filled with endless flirting, hard love, and of course, lots of kisses. I have an arc, and I'm planning to read it as a palate cleanser in a few weeks. So I've been reading a lot of thrillers so far and historical fiction. So as a way to kind of like balance things out, I've been reading some YA romance, some romance novels, just kind of like as a palate cleanser. Those are the books that I've done to go for. So this one will be one of them. The seventh book is Tangled Like Us by Kristen Becker Ritchie. So here's the thing. I'm a huge fan of Addicta series and their spinoff series, the Like Us series, which follows the kids from the Addicta series. There are 10 books in the Addicta series, and they're about famous people and the lives and loves and romance about it. And then the Like Us series follows their kids after, like, I don't know, 20 years later, there's their kids. But it's sort of present time, so there's not, it's not like future. So this is the fourth book in the series, the Like Us series, and it's a bodyguard romance. And I've been wanting to read this book since it came out, since I knew it was coming out from the first three books. I'm just like, I knew this romance was happening, so I knew I needed to get it. So I already pre-ordered, I'm planning to read it during release day. That's actually one of those books that I'm just going to stop everything and I'm just going to read this book. There's going to be a follow-up book for after this, so I'm excited. There's two books with this romance, so I'm looking forward to reading them both. But it's definitely a fun series. So if you're interested in romance series, then definitely encourage to read the Dicta series by Chris and Becca Ritchie. There's 10 books. There's lots of romance. There's lots of plot lines. It's definitely fun. It's a fun, engaging series to read. So that's it for my list of new releases for the month of December. Next month, I'm coming with a list of anticipated new releases for 2019. So I'm going to go over like books that I'm looking for the whole year. So I hope you look forward to those, to that episode. For a detailed list of books mentioned in this podcast, please visit whattoreadnextblog.com/81. If you enjoyed this podcast, please consider leaving me on iTunes. This will help get the podcast into score for new audiences. For the month of December, I'm giving away a hardback new release to one lucky winner as a thank you for leaving a review on iTunes. This giveaway will be open internationally. So if you're anywhere in Canada, in France, in Korea, these are places that this podcast is listened to, you can leave a review on iTunes and I'll be checking those out. And then I'll actually will pick one random winner and give away a book that gets delivered by Book Depository. It's a hardback new release, so you get to pick. You're going to give me three choices and I'm going to pick one of them, so you'll be surprised what you're going to be winning. So thank you so much for listening. I will see you soon.
Are you an author, publisher, or book-related business looking to reach passionate readers? What to Read Next podcast is a perfect place to connect with an engaged audience of romance and mystery lovers who are always on the hunt for their next great read. Now, we're offering sponsorship opportunities. Whether you're launching a new book, promoting an upcoming release, showcasing a bookish product or services, we can help you get the word out. Let's work together to bring your books or businesses to readers who are ready to discover something new. Please visit whattoreadnextblog.com/sponsorships to learn more or reach out to chat about the perfect sponsorship or package for you. Thank you much for listening. Your next great reader is waiting for you.